The Eddie Cantor Show with Nora Martin, Burt Gordon, our Russian friend, Billy Gray, Leonard Soost with Roy Shields Orchestra, yours truly, Joe Kelly, and starring Eddie Cantor.
No gal maid has got a shade on sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but oh so neat, has sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and wanna die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why. You know I don't lie, not much. It's been said she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why, it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas, she can't get my fellas. She ain't met. Georgia claimed her. Georgia named her. Sweet Georgia Brown. And here's Leonard Soost, the young man with the horns.
Joe Kelly for pinch hitting for our regular announcer, Harry Von Zell. You see, he's selling bonds on the coast and couldn't come to your windy city.
Now, wait a minute, Eddie. You aren't going to start complaining about our weather, are you?
No, but that Chicago wind is very unfair. The way it blows women's skirts up above their knees, you know?
What do you mean, unfair?
That same wind blows dust in your eyes and you can't see.
Well, Eddie, you know, bringing your program to this fine Navy exhibit is a great advertisement for the wonderful country this is.
What do you mean, Joe?
Well, to think that last night on this same pier, we had a great program, like Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Yeah?
And tonight, we've got you. But that's what we're fighting for, Eddie. Live and let live. The strong and the weak.
Wait a minute, Joe. I don't like that inference, the strong and the weak.
You don't, huh?
No. I just wanted you to know that I didn't travel 2,000 miles to stand here and have you run down my best friends, Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Well, I'm glad you didn't take it the wrong way, Eddie. But say, speaking about your trip, you certainly covered a lot of ground playing army camps and hospitals during the past season, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I'll say I've been to San Francisco, New York, Texas, up to Portland, Seattle, and now to Chicago. But, Joe, I'm sure glad I'm in Chicago. In California, you know, you can't get any cigarettes, but here it's different. Isn't it? Oh, it isn't it. Oh. But I don't have to worry, Joe. I can get all the cigarettes I want.
You can?
Sure, I have the ashtray concession at the Servicemen's Center. No ifs or ands, just buts. Oh.
You know, Eddie, the cigarette shortage puzzles me.
It does?
Yes. Statistics prove that there's a carton of cigarettes for every man, woman, and child in Chicago.
You're right, Joe. But when you have to divide one carton among 4 million people, what have you got? I thought that would get a bigger laugh. Should we try it again? Now, Joe, I'd like you to meet some of my gang. Our trumpet-playing maestro, Leonard Soost. Oh, Leonard.
Yes, Mr. Kenner.
Leonard, I bet you're all excited about Chicago.
Oh, boy, are we going to Chicago?
Whoopsie, that's where we are, Chicago. You know, Leonard, the name Chicago is an Indian word that means wild onions.
Onions?
Yeah.
Then those sailors I saw last night don't know what town they're in either.
They don't? Why?
They were looking for wild tomatoes.
Never mind, Leonard. I want you to meet Joe Kelly. You've heard him many times on that popular radio program, The Quiz Kids.
The what?
Quiz Kids. That's information, please, with diapers. Leonard, Mr. Kelly is the man that asks all the questions.
He does? Uh-huh. Oh, boy. Ask me any question, Mr. Kelly. Any question.
Well, all right, Leonard. Tell me, in what year was the Magna Carta signed?
Oh, boy, that's a good one. Ask me another one, Mr. Kelly.
Leonard, you're supposed to give the answer.
I'm no show-off.
Oh! What about that? Stop acting foolish. Oh, Nora. Nora Martin.
Yes, Mr. Cantor.
Say, Nora, when the Navy offered to fly you and Leonard to Chicago from the coast, why did you insist on taking a train?
Oh, Leonard and I have more fun on a train.
In what way?
Well, who ever heard of a plane going through a tunnel?
Nora, yes. I was young once. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what do you and Leonard do when you go through a tunnel?
Any man that has to ask that was never young once.
All right, you win, Nora. Now, how about singing a song especially for our announcer tonight, Joe Kelly?
All right.
What are you going to sing?
In the Middle of Nowhere.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, lovely Nora... Hello? Hello?
How do you do?
Say, Russia.
Yes? I can't hear you.
No, well, wait a minute. I didn't speak yet. Russian. You're supposed to be down here at Navy Pier. Where are you?
This I must explain.
Yes.
You see, I was standing in front of the Wrigley building when the wind came along and blew my hat into our boiler's theater on Clark Street.
Russian! The Wrigley building is on Michigan Avenue. How could the wind blow your hat into a theater on Clark Street?
So I kicked it a little.
Can't you forget girls? Is that all you ever do is to go to see girls?
Certainly not. Sometimes I go to see my brother.
Which brother?
The one that knows all the girls.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Instead of being here at this wonderful naval exhibit, looking at the planes, the torpedoes, the PT boats, you're at a burlesque theater.
Kemper, you look at what you like and I'll look at what I like.
Never mind. Just get over here, will you? Sing, Nora. What are you writing?
A question to ask the quiz kids Sunday night, Eddie. This program's giving me a lot of ideas.
Well, what's the question?
Well, here it is. What comedian in radio is known as having the biggest eyes and the tightest pocketbook?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Come on, Nora Martin. You should know it. You've been on the radio a long time.
Yes, and I want to stay on.
Wonder who it could be, huh?
Look at Joe Kelly. Joe Kelly, a lot of people in California have asked me to deliver messages to their friends and relatives here in Chicago, and I want you to help me.
Me help you, Eddie?
Yeah. You know your way around Chicago, and some of these addresses are hard to find. Like one soldier I met in San Francisco would like me personally to tell a girl that he loves her, and she's the only girl in the world for him.
Well, who does he want you to tell that to?
A brunette on Dearborn Street and three blondes in Cicero. What a guy.
Well, all right, Eddie. Come on, I'll show you around Chicago and help you deliver those messages. Where's the first one?
I have it written down right here. Call me at the Ambassador East when you get through working. What is that?
Wait a minute, Eddie. That's the note you wrote the waitress when we had lunch.
How do you like that? I must have slipped her a dollar bill instead of this note. What a...
Why, Eddie, flirting with waitresses. What would Ida say if she knew about that note?
Oh, Ida's very broad-minded. I don't think she'd be angry.
She wouldn't?
No, but if she found out about that dollar bill, she'd kill me. Well, come on, Joe. Let's get going with these messages, huh?
Where's the first stop, Eddie?
It's here it is. Mickey Haggerty's Bar and Grill on Clark Street. I've got a message for him from his son, Joe. He's a Marine.
Well, come on, Eddie. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Bartender, bartender.
Yes?
My name is Cantor, and Joe sent me.
Look, them days is over. If you want a drink, ask for it. Ask for it.
You don't understand. Your son, Joe told me that he got that case of beer you sent him and to give you a message.
Yeah? What's the message?
Yes?
Are you Mrs. Stevens?
Yes, what is it?
I met your son George in California, and he asked me to bring back this fudge you sent him.
The fudge I sent him?
Yeah, he wants you to put nuts in it.
Oh.
And here's the cake you sent him. He wants you to put raisins in it. And he also sent back the sweater you knit for him.
Well, what does he want me to put in that?
The girl next door.
Oh, say, Eddie, what on earth did you drag me out here to Waukegan for?
I have a little present for Jack Benny's father from Jack. See, tomorrow is his father's birthday.
There's something I can do for you, gentlemen.
Mr. Benny, tomorrow being your birthday, Jack knows how fond you are of traveling, so he sent you this little token.
Thank you. What is it?
A token. It's good for one ride on a streetcar.
Listen, Eddie, delivering messages is one thing, but what are we doing alone here in the Blackstone Hotel with a 5-week-old baby?
Well, I promised Mrs. Von Zell I'd take care of the baby while she did some shopping in Marshall Fields. You see, this is Harry's kid. Eddie Cantor Von Zell, Jr. Harry named him after me. Don't you think he looks like me?
Yeah, but his wrinkles will go away.
Wait a minute. Kelly, you shut up. Oh, stop crying. Come on, baby, stop crying.
Say, Eddie.
Yeah?
What does that mean? Goo goo.
I don't know, Joe. I guess he's trying to talk, you know. Every week, I wonder what the baby is saying when he says, go, go.
Martin, go, go. Well, here I am in Chicago. Gee, I'm cold. This town is sure windy. Lucky I got a strong safety pin. Or I'd be colder. Wonder what my old man's doing tonight in Hollywood. Probably went to the Elks. The Elks. I know where he is. He's out with the boys. I wonder who the boys are out with. Gee, I hope my wrinkles go away. Then my face will be round and smooth like the other guy's head. I wonder what happened to his hair. The Windy City. He must be the guy that's taking my old man's place. I hope he's lousy. Look at him. He'll be lousy. I like my old man. He bought me a war bond. Took the money out of the bank. My piggy bank. Working for Popeyes, he must have a piggy bank of his own. Those bonds must be good. Even the guy with the big eyes buys them. And when he spends for something, brother, it's gotta be good. Uh-oh, my mummy's back. I better get ready. Same old routine. Here I go again. Over on my back. Grab my legs. More talcum powder. That stuff tickles. If they sprinkle it on me, I just know I'm going to giggle.
With your high starch collar and your high top shoes and your hair piled high upon your head,
I went to find a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley.
Ding, ding, ding went the bell.
Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw you, I fell.
Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake.
Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When you smiled, I could feel the car shake.
You tipped your hat and took a seat.
I said, I hoped I hadn't stepped upon your feet.
You asked my name, I held my breath.
I couldn't speak because you scared me half to death.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheel.
Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings.
As I started to go, then I started to know how it feels.
When the universe reels. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley.
Ding, ding, ding went the bell.
Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw you, I fell.
You know, you're very pretty.
Oh, you shouldn't say that.
But you are.
Oh, no. But you're very handsome.
You shouldn't say that.
But you are.
I know I am, but you shouldn't say it. So softly. Tell me, do you always travel alone on this trolley?
Oh, no. Sometimes I bring all my children.
How many children do you bring?
22.
22? Well, button my shoe.
Yes, you see, I'm a school teacher, and they're my pupils.
22 children. You have a lot of class.
Well, what do you know? I'm way past my stop where Wilcox meets Beverly.
Wilcox knows about it.
Yep. Conductor, be still.
I wonder how I missed my stop.
Why, don't you remember?
As you started to leave, I took hold of your sleeve with my hand.
And as if it were a plan, you stayed on with me and it was grand.
Just to stand with your hand
holding mine
to the end of the
program and met all the people of my cast, I'm sure we'd like to have you introduce someone from your program, one of the quiz kids.
All right, Eddie. I have the most phenomenal quiz kid of them all outside. I'll just ring my school bell and he'll come in.
School days, dear old golden rule days, reading and writing and shooting crap, the pretty blonde teacher who'd sit on my lap, she was my queen in calico, I was her Russian gigolo. I wrote on her slate.
Go on, Russian.
Who can I?
Russian, are you a quiz kid?
Most yes.
I am Boris Soros Jr. I am 46 years old, and I'm in the second grade at Lincoln Grammar School.
46 years old and you're in the second grade. How come?
I skipped kindergarten.
You a quiz kid? Ridiculous, Russian. You are positively idiotic, an illiterate, stupid moron.
Ha ha! Tell it to Kemper. He thinks about joint. Go ahead, ask me any question, and I will answer it correctly.
All right, Russian, I'll ask you one question. By the way, where were you born?
Vladivostok.
All right, I'll make that your question. How do you spell Vladivostok?
Correction, please. I was born in Minsk.
All right, spell Minsk.
Minsk, eh?
Yep.
Very well. S?
Wait a minute. Minsk can't begin with an S.
South Minsk.
Go! Quiet, Russian. Continue with the test, Joe.
All right, Eddie. This is a concentration test. Russian, I want you to think of objects and see if you're able to describe in detail the picture in your mind.
Very well.
Now, first, I want you to think hard and visualize two beautiful girls.
Two beautiful girls. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, Russian, how long is it going to take you to think of two girls?
Two I already got. I'm thinking of four.
So... That's not necessary. You should stop at two girls.
You didn't.
Quiet, you...
Now then, I want the mental picture of the two girls, Russian, and try to describe what they're wearing.
The girls I'm thinking of?
Yes. 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 Yes? What are they wearing?
Ha, ha, ha. Silly boy.
Ah, come on now. Stop stalling.
Well, as I picture the girls... They are in bathing suits, and there is something draped around their necks.
Yes, what is it?
Me.
You've got no business being around girls. After all, Joe, you know the Russian is a married man.
Well, I'd like to see his wife.
What's a coinkidinky?
No, one say it again.
What's a coinkidinky?
Say, I would like to see his wife.
I would like to see his wife.
What's a coincidental?
Yeah.
I have my wife's picture here when she worked in the stockyards. She's standing alone with a Guernsey cow. You see the one that's the Guernsey cow?
Yes.
It ain't.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here, Russian.
You stay away day after day. How can you be so mean to me?
Each night I pray you'll come and say, oh, I've been dreaming of you, but you never do. You kissed me once.
You kissed me twice.
You kissed me three times.
And when you took me home, you kissed me at the door.
You kissed me four.
You kissed me five.
You kissed me six times. And now you act as though we'd never met before. You took my kiss. What hurts is this? You took my heart. And now we are apart. You kissed me once.
You kissed me twice.
You kissed me three times.
And now you've left me wanting more and more and more.
Now for a little hillbilly.
Yeah.
Kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me three times. And when you kiss me home, kiss me at the door. You kiss me four,
you kiss me five,
you kiss me six times. And now you act as though we never met before. You took my kiss. What hurt is this? You took my heart. And now we are apart. You kissed me once.
You kissed me twice.
You kissed me three times.
And now you've left me wanting more and more and more.
And more and more. And more and more.
Ma, who's keeping score?
And more and more and more and more and more and more.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back with Eddie Cantor in just a moment. Right now, I'd like to remind all of you writers listening about the Globe Theater Radio Playwriting Contest. Herbert Marshall, the director of Globe Theater, invites all you listeners with a talent for writing to submit radio scripts to the contest editor, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Sample scripts are available to those of you not familiar with the radio form at your local Armed Forces Radio station, or further information may be obtained from your special service officer. The three winning scripts will be produced on Globe Theater with an all-star cast, with special music written for your play and production and direction by one of the contest judges. Address any questions to Contest Editor, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And now, by popular request, Eddie, Nora Martin, and the Sportsmen in a medley of your favorite songs.
When your hair has turned to silver, I will love you just the same. I will only call you sweetheart. That will always be your name.
Gee, but you're swell. When I say swell, I mean you're lovely as well. When I say lovely, I mean glorious too. I'm mad about you. You're about the grandest thing that I ever knew.
Wait for me, Mary, till the world will sing again, till I bring my love again to you.
Don't sweetheart me, if you don't need it. Don't come sweet words if they're not true.
I wish that I could hide inside this letter, seal me up and send me out to you. What a surprise in store, they bring me to your door. I pop right out and kiss you like you've never been kissed before. But
don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
No, no, no.
Anyone else but me.
No, no, no.
Anyone else but me.
Miss you since you've been away, dear. Miss you more than I can say, dear. Tell me, do you ever miss me? I'm waiting for no one. It rolls on forever. Like the clouds in the sky.
Before, and we can do it again,
and we will do it again.
We're gonna show what a G.I. Joe can do to Superman.
We did it before. We'll do it
is the Armed Forces Radio Service.